This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Time to drag her. Hello. Hi. Hey, sailors.
What?
It's me. Oh, no.
And you're...
Unhinged. An unhinged episode already.
Fully gone, lost from the dock. Where did the ship go? Marooned, Bermuda Triangle madness. That's what we give to you every ball here at Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's recap Drag Race podcast, available to you. So sorry for that horrible, gut-wrenching truth, but that's what it is. You know I'm joined by my partner in crime. I should say fashion crimes. My partner in fashion crimes. I said partner.
You stupid
bitch. Oscar Montoya. Hi, dumb bitch.
Don't put me in the same category as you.
Category is, I guess he's an adult.
She's reading me for what I'm wearing. Listen, I'm wearing an Ivy Sword.
No, you.
Shirt.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's a Pokemon.
It's actually
shirt.
Really nice.
Bitch, yes.
I literally like it. Okay, I was making fun of me. I dress like a child.
We both do, bitch. We both dress similar, which is, we look similar, we dress similar. Bitch, are we the same person?
A little bit. Just as far as the gay community, yes. And as far as the gay community,
we're clones of each
next. Next,
we would not survive on
no,
next.
No, my God,
we barely get it out of the fucking
Hi,
bus.
Hi, I'm Mono,
and the person
I like podcasts.
Next,
okay, bye. Oh, I'm so excited.
What would be your snappy comeback?
Okay. Okay, here it is. Well, I hope that's fine because I was getting feedback from your mic. What? I was trying to make it about my thing. Like I said, I was a podcast person. So I'm trying to think about that. But if it wasn't that,
I would just
be like, that's fine. You're a twink with a small cock. Like, that's very the vibe.
See, that's more on brand. That's more on brand for MTV.
Yeah. If I wanted to put my dick in a hairless hole, I'd just visit the zoo. This is unhinged. This has gone too far.
Let's talk Drag Race.
No, what's your next line? What do you say when you get nexted?
Well, I'll be like, hi, my name is, and then they'll be like, next, immediately before I even say two words. And I'm like, you know, and then the rest of the thing will be bleeped out because I'll just go off on that person.
Oh, that's fun.
That would be my fantasy.
That's your fantasy. Mm-hmm. Look, before we dive in, I do just want to remind everyone.
Where I'd be like, you know what? My name is Oscar and you ain't getting this wiener, baby.
That's actually really good. Oh my God, that's good. Hi, my name's Mono and there's no chance of you catching it. Huh? How about that? How about that?
Are you saying that you
Yeah, I'm just using my name. I'm like, using it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Okay, look. We need to talk Drag Race. Also, hey, reminder for all the dumb hoes out there. We have Drag Her merch. Go buy some.
Yes. It's really
stunning.
I think it's cute.
Honestly, it's really fun. You can get you can design it, change the background, so many stuffs, and all of it is to raise money for the Okra Project. Like, anything we make after just covering the cost of the design, it's going to go to the Okra Project. So please go buy some stupid.
Buy in bulk, honey.
Buy in bulk. Oscar, holy shit. Let's talk Drag Race, huh?
We've arrived. It's Snatch
Girl,
Game.
I'm going to go ahead and read this episode and say this episode felt like the Untucked of the whole last episode.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it felt like this episode just felt like the consequences of the past episode. Like, that's what I was getting from this. Hello?
How do you mean?
Like, it was nothing fresh and new happened. Nothing actually new happened. It was all like, it's just repercussions of last time. It's like, oh yeah, Pandora's still bummed. Trinity's still doing fine. Ginger's obviously going to win. It was just like, oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. I think, like, the thing that sucked about Snatch Game is that it just felt like Pandora has been sort of led in this competition, kind of been dragging through this competition, that this was a mercy killing, to be honest.
It really was.
It wasn't any surprising. You know, I will say, the true gag of this episode was fucking Kylie.
It was. So it was. I was very impressed.
And for that reason and that reason alone, this episode became a standout for me. But yes, you're totally right. No one really changed the game. There was no surprises. No. It was everything. I don't know. In terms of, was it a satisfying snatch game?
No.
Jinx.
It wasn't. I'm glad Ginger slayed. Duh, she slayed.
But did she, though?
She had great one-liners.
She did. Okay.
She had great one-liners. She made me laugh. She picked a great character. She picked a character that is going to make jokes, that is going to be funny. They're all like, the only thing you could criticize is that they're all just bar jokes. They're all just like jokes you have. They wasn't necessarily that much improv when it was like, she knows what joke she's going to say.
Well, this is an interesting thing that I think we need to discuss. I don't think we've ever discussed.
Oh my God, brand new.
Is the qualifications of Snatch Game. What makes it a good Snatch Game? And I think there's two parts of it. Number one, being funny,
Jokes.
And number two, I think is, does the person look like
the celebrity? I don't think that matters at all.
Really?
No, I think it should matter. No.
Because let's be real, when it comes to Phyllis, Ginger ain't nothing like her.
But I actually think there's three components. I think it's jokes.
Okay, one up in
the
already.
If you could count that high. Jokes. Jokes.
You're lucky I can't.
Improv look. In that order and importance.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
jokes first, then improv. I would switch jokes and improv.
First. I don't know.
Then jokes. But I think an element people are forgetting, but it's so essential to Snatch Game, I think. It is the element of looking like the celebrity.
Iconic Snatch Games like Bob's Carol Channing are about like not looking so much like her and just, you know, taking a huge swing.
Right, but I think that we're forgetting but that's half of her snatching character.
Yeah, but
we have to remember the other side of that. You know what I mean?
It's not, but yeah, she looked a little bit like Uzo.
I was like, okay, she looked like crazy.
But the look is not matter. The look does not matter in Snatch Game.
It should, though. You don't think
it should? I don't think it should. I personally don't.
At all. I can show up in a paper bag. I could come in a diaper and say that I'm Mariah Carey, and if I'm funny and I improvise, then I should win.
I mean, I think you should have to do something that's evocative of them. But I'm not judging accuracy of the costume. You know what I'm saying?
But I think to not even consider that is
sure.
Foolish.
But I think,
and I'm not talking about the Ashanti song. I'm saying it's straight up.
But you
stupid
know, I'll tell you what's more of a foolish game, and I'm not talking about the Jewel song.
You
a real foolish game is being
someone's
like
obsessed. Someone's been listening to pieces of me.
Ashley Simpson.
Wait, what's the name of
I think
Jewel's
maybe
album?
Is it Pieces of Me?
Is it Pieces of You?
Oh, let's
of
see.
Me?
Pieces. Hold on. Pieces of You.
Because
Pieces of You is Jewel. Yeah. Okay.
Pieces of You.
Here's
is
what
Jewel.
I want to say.
Okay, gotcha.
People who get caught up in the look like Trinity shoot their brains out because they're just like, I look
right.
like her. Yeah, but what about the fun, the comedy and the fun?
Sure, but that's an element that's one out of three
it's not
that
important.
You forgot.
It's not important.
Oh my God, Mato, you are frustrating me because I do think it's super important.
Let's get there.
Because, listen, let's get there.
We'll talk about the other stuff in the episode first. Like, Trinity had to send Jan home with no money. We talked about it last week.
Wow, yeah,
but
I know.
But Rude, she says she sent Jan home because she thought overall Pandora's more consistent. Do you agree?
No. Here's the thing. You know, like with the Coven girls, like I did think Pandora, people were sleeping on Pandora's performance because I do think her performance in Coven girls was worthy of being in the top, but it was the only shining spot in her trajectory, I think. The whole time, I think she was sort of safe. But then she did her verse in that last challenge, and girl, it was
not good. And
we talked
honestly,
about this. It was like a
did.
Waste of
And I
space.
Honestly would rather have seen Jan be here trying something big, weird, and new than to see Pandora, like, not just lay down in a highway like she did during this episode.
I mean,
which,
yeah. She just, listen, Pandora is a fierce
She really
queen.
Is.
She's stunning. I think some of her looks are really, really great. Again, I will never forgive her for her weird Sally Nightmare Before
I agree.
Dress.
I also
I hated
that.
That.
And
that
I was like,
so fucking
what a
much.
Weird, not even
what
choice.
Truly, what in the Hot Topic is this nonsense?
Also, if you're going to do
like
Sally,
this.
Make your arm fall off. Get a fake arm.
Yeah, or like, let's have your makeup reflect actual Sally drag. I don't know.
It
just like, girl, there's so many
it was a little
fucking missing
it was very frustrating,
here.
Actually. Yeah, very frustrating.
And but that's it, Mono. You just said it.
It's
frustrating.
It's a key word.
And the frustrating thing about Pandora is that she just felt sort of overwhelmed the entire competition. Didn't you get that vibe from Pandora? She just walked in and realized like, oh shit, drag is like a lot different now. And instead of adapting was just sort of like, I am here too.
Yeah.
And listen, yes, people will say like, yeah, listen, she was in season two. Give her another chance. But bitches.
She had a lot of chances.
So was Kylie Sonique Love. And you don't see me talking.
There you go. That's a great point.
This is a different kind of drag queen. You know, that's a drag queen that evolved and
adapted. That is a great point.
And if there's something to winning Drag Race, it's
adaptability,
knowing how to
going out of your
adapt.
Comfort zone, doing something weird. That, like I already said, frustrating, but I'm gonna say it again because frustrating is a key word because she has so much talent and we were not seeing it. And she swore
we
she would be loud
it.
And she wasn't.
And also, like, yes, to be fair, there hasn't been any real challenges where Pandora's skills really got play to shine, but bitch, Snatch Game
was it. She had no excuses.
Snatch Game was it, and
she had
didn't
no
deliver.
Excuses.
And for that, I can't say I'm sorry. To
I'm
see
not.
Her go.
I'm really not because I'm frustrated, and I literally we'll get there. I've written Samantha jokes because they're not that hard.
They better be.
And
funny.
You know what? And even if they they're bad, read me. But what I will say is I wrote them in 3 minutes, just like brainstorming. Okay. So I'm like, when you're.
Because why? She's a writer.
Thank you.
She's a writer.
You know, you might have seen my work on some streaming services that have died.
Yeah.
That have died. I'm kidding.
Quibi.
No, I also want to say I'm so here for Trinity becoming the Bianca of this season, at least in the beginning of this episode. Mm-hmm. Her being like, show up, be loud. I was like, this is such a fun 180.
I loved it. We're seeing a full transformation on Trinity.
Possession almost.
That I'm really excited about. I mean, I will be furious if she doesn't make top three. Ooh,
she
I'll
will.
Be so mad.
She better be so get stupid mad. Next week because it was frustrating to see her this week be like, I can't do it. And honestly, okay, on the one hand, yeah, you're not gonna be good at this overnight. So like, but no. Okay, let's just go ahead and say this. Let's just dig in. I don't do Whitney. The choice of Whitney is to me.
Oh, that's your pro tip?
That's my first pro tip. Why would you do Whitney?
Let me ask you this. Who are the untouchables of Snatch Game? Which celebrities should you not eat? Top three. Give me three celebrities you would never, ever, should never do on,
Whitney,
on Snatch Game.
Beyonce, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Like, sure, Thorgy did a pretty good one, but I would say, like, why never?
I mean, don't do it now.
Don't do it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's untouchable. They're not going to be fun. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Who are your most untouchables?
I agree with you. Whitney's one. Whitney could be
funny.
What
would you do with Whitney? Can you tell me? Because I did have a hard time being like, what would I do with her?
I mean, there's such fun things about Show Me the Receipt. Uh-huh. There's so much fun things about Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown.
Monet, you know, Exchange, what I mean? Tried, like, that and it wasn't amazing when she did it in All Stars 4.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
I know. But there is still, you can have fun with Whitney. But again, I would say, like, all the big divas are tough to do. I would put Mariah Carey's probably not easy.
Very hard.
Because her fun stuff is her failing, like, she can't lip sync
right.
at all. Shangela did it for the performance aspect of it, and that's funny. But I would...
I
don't know if anyone would be funny with
No, because also in interviews, she's so over it and quiet and kind of detached.
Yeah.
That's going to be a really hard game to play. There's not a game there.
Exactly, yeah. And also, of course, Beyonce is the number one. You should never, no one should ever
I'm
do
shocked.
Beyonce. Beyonce is the kiss of death.
But I'm shocked Rue wasn't like, no, we've had Whitney. No, do something else.
But when Whitney to like mix, because who did it in season two?
I believe it was Sahara Davenport did it in season two.
Sahara Davenport. And she didn't do a bad job. I thought she did pretty
I thought
okay.
it was pretty boring. That was pretty boring. I'll say that. Because she just.
Fair. But also, I don't know. She's not going to, like, who else could have. I don't think Trinity would have done well in.
Here's what. Okay. She just should have done something weird, historical. Just something that didn't even do Cleopatra.
What do you mean?
She should have done Cleopatra because then you can just make it up. You can play the.
But no, honey. Okay. So, because Trinity is not that kind of girl. She is not going to give you improv. She's not going to give you jokes. She's going to have to. She needs someone to have like a strong base. Like Cleopatra's too nebulous for someone
then
like Trinity.
She should have.
She would, Cleopatra would be great for some, like a queen like Bob, you know what I mean? Who is inherently funny and could make Cleopatra funny. But I think she needs like, Trinity needed to do a Real Housewife or some reality TV.
I think she should have done,
personality.
So her like frequency is like low and quiet. I think she should have picked someone where she can amp that up. Like,
who?
I mean, I don't know why the first thing I'm thinking of is, like, someone who is high. You know what I mean? I'm not saying she's high, but,
like
someone
stoned?
Who's high or stoned. Like Method Man. Or, like, someone like that to be, like...
Actually, playing with masculine energy would be kind of great for
I
Trinity.
Think so. Just something that, like...
Actually, that's
like kind Kylie, of Kylie, like, leaned you know? In. She's like, I'm country as a biscuit. Let me do someone who's country as a biscuit.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Trinity.
Okay, but let's focus on Trinity first. So let's split these into three categories. Oh, the three categories you say, and grade them on each category. Category number one, improv.
Okay.
What, from A to F, what was the grade that she got?
Trinity? F's across the board. F's. She didn't say one funny thing.
Across the board. Even looks?
Okay, the
even
look the look looks? Is an A. She looks just like her.
Yeah, the look was an A to me, but everything else.
I was shocked. She didn't say one funny thing.
Like, she couldn't say anything. It's all right. It's all right, but it's okay. She did that in her conversation with Rue, and then used it again in Snatch Game of Love, and then that was
it. And at least if you're at least going to say song lyrics, you need to say them like her. So
yeah, but she couldn't even sing.
That's fine. You don't even have to sing to be like, I got nothing, nothing, nothing. You know what I mean? Just like give the energy that she gives instead of just being like, I have nothing. It's like, I'm so stressed. I was stressed. I felt like I was watching someone defuse a bomb. You know what I mean? Because I was like,
she was struggling. There was a moment where she was like, can you repeat the question? Which honestly was the funniest thing that Whitney said. But like that came from a place of panic, girl. And I was like, ooh,
yeah.
I do not want to be Trinity.
That was
right now.
Oh, one flawless. Thing she said that I thought she should have followed through on. Okay, so in the beginning, she said something funny where she was like, she said, like, I don't know where I came from, but I'm here. I was like, she probably could have leaned into the game of I'm dead, but I'm back on Earth. And it wouldn't have to be dark or morose. She could even be like, y'all, this is nasty. Heaven's a lot nicer than here. I'm used to being the head diva in heaven. Like, I think there's a way to play that.
That's honestly, Mano, that's cute. But I'm going to tell you this. Trinity said that out of panic. I don't think she meant death or anything. She just meant like, I Trinity K. Bonet, don't know how I'm here. I don't know. She's not that kind of girl. She's just not. She's just not quick on her feet. She said it in the talking heads with RuPaul in her interview. She likes to be prepared.
Right.
And we know that kind of girl. We know that kind of girl who needs to be prepared. She needs to know she needs to like rehearse it 500 times. And if it's even a little bit off, it crumbles.
Yeah,
to the ground,
man.
You know?
I hear that. Oh,
it's a different kind of strength. But, you know what I mean? She's flawless, a perfectionist, but like Snatch Game.
And
is
this
not
is
that.
No one's job. It's in fact, that. You know, she didn't have she did not have a friend in the room because a real friend would have been like,
okay.
Don't do it, honey. If Ginger really wanted her to succeed, which is not her job, it's not her job, but if she really wanted her to succeed, she would be like, don't do it.
No, Ginger's not
going to
succeed.
No, of course not. I would be pumped if I was Ginger. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm winning.
Yeah. And she was pumped. Ginger was like,
she
oh my
was
God, thank
you. More
God.
Relaxed than a twink on horse tranquilizers.
Oh.
She was... She was in the tub. She was relaxed.
You so dumb.
And Pandora.
You wrong for that.
Eureka. I know. Pandora and Eureka want to win so bad.
Well, they don't have a win. So, you know, it was the episode where one of these two queens were going to go. And we all knew it was Pandora.
I wish we saw Jan just at least do Snatch Game once.
I know.
Let's hear her do Snatch Game.
I know. Listen. We like to talk shit about Jan on Drag Her. We really do. It's fun to us. Jan is a very specific character. But I'm telling you this. Jan is someone that I sort of like, I'm a little like, her whole storyline, I'm a little like, okay, this is not my fantasy. But she's good TV. Good TV. And I would have loved to see Jan longer than I
do
would
too.
Have
and I this makes me think it was even more produced because I think the production team was like, okay, keep Pandora because there's more story there of Pandora doing good or bad at Snatch Game when she used to do good or bad at it versus Jan doing it for the first time. I don't know. Just putting that out there.
Wait, Jan didn't get to do Santino.
Oh my God, I lied. She did do it. Oh my God, I lied.
Because I was going to say, the only queen to not do Snatch Game was Raja.
I think you're probably right in this cast.
But what did Jan do?
She did,
on
who's
Snatch?
That Broadway girl, Broadway lady who talks like this, Rue?
Bernadette Peters?
She did her.
Girl. Yeah. Set it and forget it, bitch. I don't even remember.
There you go. And Rue was like, do Kris Jenner. And she's like, no, I'm good.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Okay, let's now talk more Snatch Game because I have so much to say. Who are we talking about next? Phyllis?
Can we talk? Let's talk about Phyllis because we've been talking about her for a minute. Okay, let's grade her on those three levels. Improv, jokes, looks. Where does she rate on each?
A's on improv and jokes. I mean, and okay. The look is fine. It's a C. I'm not mad at that, though.
C. Yeah, I agree. It's a C minus. Jokes.
B plus.
Okay. I mean, they weren't like incredible knee slappers. Her improv gets an A plus for me.
I think
the
you're
bitch
right.
Thinks on her motherfucking
she's quick.
Feet. That bitch is quick.
She's so quick.
She's fucking Sonic the Hedgehog, okay? Like, she's like, gotta go fast with these improv bits. Like, she is. That's
she's Sonic the Hedgehog, and Trinity is Tails, just off screen. Just like, wait, let me come find you.
Bitch, Trinity is Dr. Robotnik, bitch.
Oh,
that
my God.
Slow as fuck.
Yeah, no.
No, that's Dr.
I think you're right. The jokes are, like, truly from the annals of history. They are old jokes. Mm-hmm. Semen, blindfold at the nudist colony. It's funny, though, but it's
funny, but also, like, it's not fresh.
It's not
girl.
Super
Those
fresh.
Stink,
no, some of the improv was funny.
The magic for Ginger is that she was quick and she talked a lot. The bitch had a retort for every second on Snatch Game. One might say. Let's bring that segment back. That's right. One might say.
What? What?
Maybe. Stepped on other girls' toes. Maybe took too much focus on her. Maybe one might say.
Shit. Well, look, I'm going to...
Scene stealer, one might say.
See, are you done? Okay,
Bulldoze.
Are you done? But are you done?
I'm done.
Just feel like it's a buffet, bitch. Don't be shy. Like, take, if you want, take. On this particular challenge...
Agreed.
We've both been bulldozed.
However,
We've both been bulldozed.
And, you know, here's what I'll say. Okay, wait. First, let's talk about Phyllis for a second. She was good. She was great. Did she deserve to win Snatch Game? Controversial.
You would.
But I think
you
not.
Would rather have Kylie won?
Kylie should have won Snatch Game, and I'll tell you why.
Well, tell me why, because I think she almost won, but didn't all the way.
Okay, I'm curious why you think she almost should have won.
She was close. I just felt like the voice wasn't Dolly enough.
What?
Dolly's up here, Rue.
No!
Dolly's up here.
From you, bitch. I will not accept this from you.
Dolly is high.
I refuse. Oh, y'all got you.
Dolly is high. Dolly is all the way up here, Rue. It's high.
This is from someone who doesn't think a look is important?
Bitch, I need the voice. I need a little bit more of that voice fantasy.
No, you can shut the fuck up, Mono Gapian. You need to shut the fuck up right the goddamn now. Because for someone to be like, oh, I don't think the look matters, so then be really critique, like full of critique about the voice.
The voice is
you got no clout.
Look,
you got no clout.
Here's what I'm saying. It was great. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying it was great. But I'm saying
that little thing.
I was like,
dumb. And you think Ginger Minj talked exactly like Phyllis Diller?
You're crazy.
You straight up. That sounded like Ginger fucking
That is
Minj.
True, actually. So that is true. But the thing with Phyllis Diller is we don't always be like, oh, that's what Phyllis Diller sounds like. With Dolly, there's an iconic sound. And I'm not saying it was.
I think she sounded Dolly Parton enough. I thought she looked exquisite. She looked just like Dolly. And I'll tell you why she should have won.
Okay,
100%.
Why?
Because unlike our bulldozer friend, Ginger Minj, Kylie was very methodical and had the the one-ups, the improvs, the comebacks, like that. Fucking mm-hmm. fast. And she didn't have to be the loudest girl in the room to be funny, to be noticeable, to
be
amazing.
I loved her jokes.
And to me, I would love to see that being celebrated on Drag Race than someone being sort of just like, blah, 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 right. blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, that I would have loved to see. And so, and also, she deserved the win because of the glow up that she had. She went home, I think from a producer standpoint, why didn't Kylie win?
I think.
Because I feel like the storyline is much, it's way right. better than Ginger's, because she went home for her Lady Gaga in season 2.
It's fun. Look, it's a fun story. I agree. And I think she did fucking great. But just watching it.
No, but you don't
watching
agree
it, I was
no,
like, I think agree. Ginger did like just a little. But okay, also take this into account. We're watching the edited thing they want us to see.
Sure,
and I think
yeah.
you make a great point. We both have done a lot of improv, a lot of stage improv. We understand how much give and take is important. And unfortunately, though, mm-hmm. this is TV improv. And TV improv is be the biggest. Like, look, I would have loved if the more generous player was given a win. But this, in Snatch Game, it's a little bit about giving a little hammy. I'm not saying I endorse that, but that's what's going to happen on Snatch Game.
No, it seems like you do endorse that.
That's not
like
what I said.
That's a monogapian seal of
not
approval.
What I said.
Be the loudest
God,
girl
you're
in
crazy.
The room. Uh-huh. Yeah. But again, here's what I'll say too. I think most people are on your side, like deservedly think that Ginger won Snatch Game. And she was good. I'm not saying Ginger was bad by any means. She's a great runner-up for Snatch Game. But I think overall, full package, Kylie had
I will say that Kylie's jokes
are fresher.
I'm so
disappointed in the show.
Yeah, Kylie's jokes are fresher. I'll say that.
Fresher, funnier. She was able to improvise, I think, in a funnier way.
You know, you make a really good point. I mean, her improvised jokes were truly, they felt very improvised.
They felt so quick. They just felt so quick. And to me, I would much rather send a message. If I was producing mm-hmm. the show, I would much rather send the message of like, you don't have to be the loudest girl in the room to be noticed, you know? Here, Kylie, you deserve this win because you, like the show, I think All Stars, especially when you take girls like Raja and Kylie that didn't do well in their original seasons and are now like actually showing mm-hmm. the fuck up, to me, that's what Drag Race All-Stars should be about. The opportunity to be like, y'all were the underdogs and y'all are showing up and I'm giving you the win this week.
Yeah, I mean.
Rather than Ginger feels like such a safe win, like, okay, we all knew. And listen, we said it last week when Roz Dress for Less was a guest.
We did.
We all unanimously said Ginger was going to win. And were we wrong?
No.
No. Are we? I'm a little like, sort of like, okay.
I get it. Right, trust me. Well. I think you make a great point. I do agree with you. Like, it makes sense. It makes sense. She did great. And especially based on her American Horror Story. Wow. She blew me out of the water because I was not expecting that at all. She definitely had someone write her 6 amazing jokes and she used them very well. That's which I'm not mad at.
You are so
It's cruel. True.
You don't think Kylie's funny?
I think Kylie is very funny, but I think she was smart enough to be like, I need 6 great Dolly jokes. And yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's smart. Using the nails is fucking smart. You got to do that.
Sure. And also to add on to why I think Kylie should have won, what was a bigger risk, in your opinion? Doing Dolly mm-hmm. Parton or Phyllis Diller? What was the bigger risk?
I think I know what you think.
I mean.
No, I agree. But I mean, I just want to say, not to diminish it, because playing a comedian is also a risk to be like,
Not when you're a funny queen. Not when you're Ginger.
But I think one thing we can both agree on is that prisoners of war should be shown footage of Trinity doing the Snatch Game so that they can confess for their crimes in a more timely manner.
That and Alyssa Edwards, Katie.
True number.
Just back to back, well, back to back.
Silence.
Oh, ow, right.
I feel
ear.
Like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Okay. God damn it. Bring back my break. We're back. We got to talk more Snatch Game. Whisper. What?
No, whisper. That Thank was very
you.
Sensual.
I'm a sensual, sexy person. No matter how many times I get nexted, I am sexy.
Honestly, I would love to hear that as an accent.
I am a sensual, sexy person. So defensive.
Could you imagine a next All-Stars?
Oh my God, I would love the next All-Stars. Okay, we got to talk about the second half of Snatch. We got Divine, Samantha, and LaToya Jackson. Girl, what'd you think?
Okay, let's start with LaToya Jackson. Roger's
okay,
LaToya
interesting.
Jackson. And let's talk about the three criteria: jokes, improv, and then aesthetic. Where does Raja rate in
aesthetics,
all of those categories?
Aesthetics, a B plus. Jokes is a B plus. Improv is pretty weak, maybe a C or B minus. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. And she really did make me laugh. Yeah. I think she picked a smart comedic game of contradiction.
Oh my God, literally. I was talking about like smart game. And also, that bitch listens. Because she listened to RuPaul's sushi thing and was like, if this is
what
true,
else is true?
Then what
That's
else is
improv,
true?
Improv, baby.
You know what? And for that, she's the brains of
the What's your grades across?
B for aesthetics. She did look like LaToya, but not in the iconic like 80s exercise LaToya Jackson that I would probably do. And she had that like weird makeup thing that was like kind of funny, but also like what in the bizarre.
She did have the nose that snaps, you know?
Yeah, she had the Magnolia Crawford nose.
Magnolia Crawford.
And for looks. No, I still talked about looks. For jokes, she didn't really have much jokes. I'm going to say like a C plus there, B minus. And improv. Again, because of her, thing that the her sushi thing, her bit became, I think, a fully improvised bit. So I'm going to give that an A minus.
Yeah. Okay. I would say.
And made Rue laugh.
I would say picking an innocent game is truly admirable because, like, we all know people can go dirty and blah, blah, blah. And it's an easy way to sometimes get some shock laughter. Picking a super innocent person as a game to heighten and explore, brave. Fucking brave.
Brave, but you know what? She did it. She was safe. You know, like, that is, especially for someone who's never done Snatch Game before, I thought Raja played it very smart. My only critique for Raja is that I can't believe that she didn't say Ivy when she
was. I agree. I have another critique. That's actually great. If she didn't say Ivy.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, girl, that's right
and
there.
And even maybe even get it wrong, too. Be like, I'm saying it like you. Yeah. You know? I would say with LaToya Jackson is a gift because she is a character like Jennifer Tilly or Bjork, where you can say something fucking crazy and it's like true. You can be like, one time I went on a date with Crash Bandicoot. And it's like true because you're like, oh, this person's fucking crazy. They have an insane infantile wonder that I can then exploit. More that.
Yes. The other thing too is that LaToya is RuPaul's friend. So there is a fine line there of making her sound like crazy. Because RuPaul might not like that. She might not appreciate
that. Then she could be
that,
like, I was having a tea party. You know, I was having a tea party with my dollies. Or like, the only thing I've eaten for the past 6 weeks is soft serve ice cream. You know what I mean? You can kind of have fun with how infantile she is. Because she is. She is.
Let's call a spade a spade. She is.
Yeah, it was okay. I was happy that she did okay.
You know, I'm not mad. Honestly, I'm not mad at Raja for doing the choices that she made.
Okay, should we talk about Divine? Because Samantha's a whole thing.
Let's talk about Divine next. Okay, Kat, rate
looks
the bitch.
Those
three categories.
Looks just like her. Jokes B, maybe even A minus, and improv B. Here's what I'm saying. Divine is weird. Like, she did Divine, and Divine's a freak. Like, so what I'm saying is I would never pick Divine for Snatch Game because Divine is weird. And when you watch old movies, Divine movies, John Waters movies.
Old movie was slow
fucking
damage.
Old.
What?
And Divine had hit or miss jokes. So on the one hand, I was like, yeah, that's it. Sometimes you watch a John Waters movie, and you're like, that wasn't funny, but that was interesting. Girl, where's the lie? Girl?
Right there. Girl, you don't know who you're talking to, number one. Any other guest on Drag Her, I probably
would. Okay, well, tell me then. Divine's always funny?
Listen, Divine is an icon for me. John Waters is my literal hero. Okay, he's a genius.
Divine
is a genius. Her jokes, girl, hit or miss.
Sometimes Divine is weird.
There were no jokes there, bitch. Where were the jokes? They were all quotes, bitch. And when quotes are taken out of context, they're not funny.
That's real.
And that's what happened with Eureka. That was her fatal. I mean, she survived. It wasn't her fatal flaw. But she just quoted Divine. But there was no context at all.
Well, to answer your question,
Eureka, pat them down a little bit. Like, give us context before you launch into a
to react
quote.
To your question, I just want to say, yes, God. And I would also like to add, I'm back again. And to that point, I would add, I feel very attacked. So what I'm really saying, I think, at the end of the day, with all of this is, thank you.
You just lost 500.
Oh, no! Okay, you make a great point.
Which means all the listeners.
Divine's weird. Divine's weird sometimes.
Sure, she's weird, and is she right for Drag Race? Absolutely not. No one should ever do Divine. That's someone... Also, Eureka looks stunning. A+ on the looks. Even the reveal, I was like, oh my God, from Female Trouble. Oh my gosh.
It's good.
She looked a little too polished maybe for Divine, but that's totally fine. Drag
She's gotta.
Drag. Sure, this is Drag Race. I think her jokes were F.
F.
There were no jokes. No jokes at all.
Okay, so you're saying that
there were no jokes.
She had some good jokes where she said, like, hit her pussy.
Girl.
Where she was like, hit it.
I dare you.
You know, I guess you're saying the improv.
That was improv. That was, girl, that's
okay. Well, then what's her improv category?
That's improv. Her improv is B+. I think that's what saved Eureka from being in the bottom.
She made me laugh. I mean, look, there was misses.
When did she make you laugh?
When Samantha said something, she laughed and then rolled her eyes. I was like, that's very divine. Like, that's very divine to be like,
no, bitch, that is very Eureka.
No, that is divine to be like,
you know, the funniest thing Eureka.
Whatever.
That's Eureka. That's Eureka, bitch. The funniest thing Eureka did on Snatch Game was when Samantha said something unfunny and then Eureka said, oh, you can do better than that. And
she's like, oh, you're a Sasquatch.
Eureka was like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's better. And just like out of character, completely out of character as Eureka was
you
like,
know
that's
who,
better. That was the funniest
Do you know
thing
who Eureka should have played? God.
Who?
God. If Eureka was like, I'm playing God, she would have won the Snatch Game. There's nothing funnier Girl. Than a big Southern God. Like, she would have slayed. Because it's another one of those things. You can pick someone historical that people don't have a context for, so you're just like, yeah, I'm God.
Ooh, girl. Ooh, I should be calling you Stretch Armstrong, because, ooh, that was
girl,
a reach, bitch. What God?
How funny if Eureka was like, I'm God.
Ooh, someone's at the
hey,
MLB,
Roo.
Bitch,
I invented man, women, and microwaves. I'm God. Hi.
Eureka wouldn't do that. No.
I'm just saying, she has the gift of gab. It would have worked.
You know who Eureka should have done?
Who?
Cameron Manheim.
Oh my God. That would have been so weird. Okay, I'm here for that.
Weirder than God? I think
it just
not,
would have
bitch.
Been like, Cameron what is she going to do?
Would have slayed. I want to see a queen do Cameron Manheim.
You just
Give
want someone
that.
To scream, oh, Toby, fuck off at her? Like, what's going to happen after that?
Yes!
Oh,
that's
Toby,
it.
Fuck off.
That's all.
But she can't even say that. You're wild.
I'm laughing already. That's a win for me, bitch.
Okay, well, okay. The divine was fine. Look, T is, and Eureka shared a tweet that she said a lot of my stuff was cut. I'm not mad at it, but I think a lot of my funny stuff was cut to make Ginger look like more of the rightful winner. So you do with that what you will.
No comment on this
okay,
podcast.
Okay, now let's talk about one of the most frustrating things I've seen in a long time, the Samantha.
Girl. Okay, not the Samantha bitch, and that's part of my problem. It wasn't Samantha. It wasn't the character.
That's just a legality thing. They can't say Samantha from...
But I know. But use that as a strength. The bitch has done more than just Sex in the City.
So you could say, if you were her, you would have been like, I'm not doing another Sex in the City movie. Like, you would, like, comment on it?
No, I'd pull out references from Mannequin. Hello.
So
you're
going to do a Big Trouble in Little China reference? Like, as Kim Cattrall?
Hello.
That's not good advice. That's terrible advice.
No, that is not. Good advice, bitch, because you gotta make that
no,
work for
fucking,
you, okay?
That's fucking worst advice I've ever
fucking
heard.
That weird clip
heard.
Where she's, like, scatting with her jazz husband. Use
no one
that,
knows
bitch.
That.
Use whatever. You gotta know your crowd. Old
no, they just
that.
Want better
All
Samantha
know
jokes.
Know about that clip. Yes, sure, but the bitch is not fun. Girl!
Look, okay,
no.
So you're already...
Better jokes? No, she's got to think of other strategies. You know the bitch got an F on
yeah,
jokes.
Yeah, she did. There was no jokes. And what she did say was stuff she has said on the show, which shocked me.
Right.
Where I was like, the trisexual, no. You have to be like, yeah, I'm a trisexual. I put triangles in my pussy. Or like something surprising. Oh. You can't just use the joke from the show.
But some people think that that's
Mm-mm.
enough.
Uh-uh.
According to Pandora, she thought that was enough, honey. There were no jokes at all. Improv F, look, D+.
You're mad.
That barely looked.
Also,
girl, let's be girl. Are we
no,
lying to each
lying.
Other today?
Also, Samantha wouldn't be, Kim wouldn't be scared of sexual divine. She's a very sexual person. You exactly. should use that, improvise with that.
I mean, even just saying, I'm a trisexual. I'll even fuck this yes! bitch next to me. Like, that's funny.
That would have been great. Jesus Christ. And when she's like given, I love children, there are three jokes there. You could make a joke about, she's like, oh, I love children. You could say, I fuck every 18-year-old I meet. I love children. Anytime I'm looking at them inside a used condom, I say hello.
Thank you.
I love children. I inject their stem cells into my pussy every month. Okay.
That's great. Also, the easiest joke, it's like, isn't she a cougar on the show? I've never watched Sex and the City.
She's what?
She's like a cougar,
You've never
right?
seen Sex and the City? What?
No, I don't know.
That's what? Why you want to use the backlog of Kim Cattrall's IMDb.
It's like, I mean, listen, not every fucking gay person has watched Sex and the City.
So you
friend,
want someone?
Okay? So for those of us who haven't watched Sex
that's
and
a lie.
The City, those quotes.
You might
didn't
be one of two
anyway.
Queers who has not seen SATC.
Oh my God. Listen, if you're a queer that hasn't seen Sex and the City, please let me know.
So
please
you want
know
people on the panel to go up to her and say, what the hell is Gracie Law doing here? That's what you want them to quote? You're welcome. You're fucking welcome. What the hell is Gracie Law doing here? Okay, I wrote some Samantha jokes that I'm going to run by you and okay, literally grade them. I don't care. I can take it.
Okay.
And these are just jokes you can have in your back pocket and use. I live in New York City. Just like its subways, I too have a subterranean lair constantly filled with thousands of strangers. Oh, wow. A+. Thank you. Thank you.
Funny. That works.
Yes, I live in New York City, just like Central Park. My pussy is a big grassy mound begging to be used. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
I like the first one
I'll
better,
take
but
it.
This was really fun.
Is B+. The train still running? Because I'd like to get it run on me. Okay? Okay?
Is the train still running? Because I need it to
thank
rail.
Thank you. Okay, it's a punch up. Great. I'm gonna keep going.
Keep going, bitch.
Like
I'm
my
listening.
Haircut? I told the hairstylist to give me 14 inches. I got a haircut too. I mean, come on.
That's good. That's really funny.
I came up with these in fucking 2 minutes. Okay, this one needs some work, but here we go. As for a date night, I love a night at the stadium. Not for the game. I like to visit the losing team's locker room afterwards and cheer them up. Okay, I need some work.
That's fine, but then take a pause, and then by cheering them up, I mean sucking.
Thank you. That's
extra.
The punch up.
There we go.
I love to go on dates in haunted houses. It's the only place I can have sex without anyone noticing how loud I am. When I'm climaxing, everyone thinks I'm just getting scared, and I love to get scared. Okay. Thank you. Okay, one. Thank you.
Good.
One more. I'm really close with my gynecologist. He calls my crotch ground zero. And the only reason he was able to afford an addition to his home.
That's inappropriate.
You're uncomfortable?
I don't like that.
I'm very uncomfortable. Well, then me.
But that's great. I mean, listen, it's...
Come on.
You know, here's the thing. You are a writer. You are a comedian. That is your bread and butter. And maybe... But isn't it Pandora's bread and butter as well?
That's what I'm saying. And I think she's really funny, which is why I'm like frustrated. I mean, I feel like a parent whose kid went out after curfew.
No, no, no.
I'm frustrated. Yeah. No better.
But the thing is, I'm going to tell you this. Listen, Pandora is an incredible drag queen. I've never seen her live, but she has a legacy. She's really strong. She's very funny. But I'm telling you, a TV show will change that, especially when a queen is so in their head.
That's true.
Sometimes the best thing to do is like, oh, I don't know. I think like with Pandora, it's like she should have been sent home weeks ago. And this is the problem with letting someone stay who is so overwhelmed
by
the process and is like, she's
let her go.
She's tired. She wants to go. She sort of, she like threw in the towel weeks ago. We all saw that. Who are we lying to here?
Right.
We all know. that Pandora threw in towel weeks ago. And this was literally a kill me sort of scenario.
Truly. You know what I mean?
One could say.
Might say.
That she might have sabotaged.
Oh, wow. Now that's fun. Bitch, now that's an interesting.
When the jokes are that bad, bitch, wow. Come on.
Gag-a-roni. I mean, that's interesting. Also, at the very end, spoiler, when they're like, you have a chance to come back. She literally.
She didn't want to.
I've never seen a less convincing. I think everyone else was interested. And she literally was like, yeah. I can come back. That's great news.
Yep. Yeah. I want to go home to have sex, but this
yeah,
is
fine. She was dead.
Single tear she's running dead. Down her cheek.
She's yeah, no, like...
She doesn't... She. This show killed her. She ain't coming back.
Girl.
And Pandora, if you're thinking of coming back to do All Stars again a fourth time, no.
She's
no.
like Jan after 24 hours with no compliment. Dead. You know what I mean?
Wow. See, that's funny.
Bitch, that hire funny. Me. Honestly, if you're a Drag Race queen and you're going to Snatch Game, fucking... Hire me or Oscar to write you
literally.
I'll write you 10 see, killer jokes an and you'll be advantage. Set. That's it.
Yes.
And you, because you know it's going to be about romance or love. So you can write jokes about love right. or romance and slide them in. Come on, yep. man. Okay. Yep. We're back in the workroom. Pandora's given a little bit of blame to Eureka. This was not super fun to watch.
Know.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Well, it is like, I don't know. Eureka was a little out of hand, though.
You think she went a little hard?
I just think so. I don't know. It was a little like, I don't know. It just felt like very season 10, like Eureka was on the attack and being like, apologize. I want you to apologize right now because I feel some kind of way about it. And I'm like, girl, right. shut up.
You didn't like, you were triggered by Eureka being like, let's talk about this and squash this immediately.
Yes, about my feelings, and I want you to
that
apologize.
That was interesting. Okay, I
that felt weird.
That brings
to
up
me.
A good point. I mean, we've never dealt with Eureka in person, and the show she gets a really favorable, lovely edit. But you could see how in person it could be a little mm-hmm. intense to be like, "You need to forgive me right now."
Well, I can't speak to Eureka as a person, and no listeners know this, that I'm not shitting on actual mm-hmm. people. I'm shitting on the characters that they portray on a
Truth.
Television show.
Facts.
Hello. And from what I'm seeing from the television show that's been heavily edited, hello, Eureka seems like the girl who's like, I feel some kind of way, and in order for me to... And instead of like me owning up to my feelings about it, I'm going to project them on someone else and expect these people to do the emotional labor for me. That's what it's coming across as in the show, especially when Pandora was very much like, yes, I'm sorry, I apologize. And then in the show, it made it like a weird edit where Eureka wasn't even listening uh-huh. to the apology because she was like looking back up and being like, oh, yeah, sorry, it's the dress that's making me feel
yeah.
this kind of way.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. I mean, this is...
And that's what I'll say about
that. I think
that.
You bring up a good point. Your point is valid. Blue Ivy was hilarious and should have won Snatch Game. I agree.
It should have been a joint win with Beyonce.
Fucking A.
I stand by that. Two winners.
Fuck. I mean, look. They're having their moment. Pandora's lovely and filled with humility and... She really, you know, just to her credit, she's a lovely, real, she's just a real fucking person to...
Yeah, she's 100% real. She's not loud like the other queens, but also, bitch, check the fuck out.
I know.
Check the fuck
out. You
want
to talk about a heartbreak
bitch.
Hotel, you need to check out. It's done. Okay, we're at...
That's a Whitney yeah. joke right there. I checked in at the Heartbreak Hotel and saw Pandora there. Because the girls be breaking my heart
my
the way she's
God.
Competing in this competition.
Oh my God. Well, I will say I would like to dance with somebody. But not you. Uh-huh. Not you.
Fortune?
Jesus Christ, not you.
Oh, okay.
No. Also, one more thing I'm gonna say before we talk about this main stage look through. Fortune and oh God, Cheyenne are hilarious.
Cheyenne Jackson. Ooh,
I think they're
girl.
Hilarious, but they're being forced to do some pretty
schlocky material. I know, that's all I have to say about that.
Girl, what else is new, though? I mean, I'm getting flashbacks to Jeffrey Boyer Chapman in the last Netflix.
Oh, yeah, the deer.
I was like, okay, all right, over the okay.
Silence. I feel like taking a break.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo ca-choo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool, girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Bring back my break. What did you think of Rue's gorgeous little silver sequin short skirt with the white kinky blowback?
It's cute. Am I led to believe that this is a Tina Knowles original?
No. Did she mean that when she said that? Was it a joke?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, bitch.
Oh my, I thought that was a joke.
I mean, Tina Knowles is a fashion
still doing
designer.
Fashion? I thought she was just there for Destiny's Child when they needed 3 versions of an orange thing. I said it.
One with the abs showing, one with the sleeves cut off, and one fully
thank
covered.
Thank you.
For the
show. Well, I mean, Rue looks incredible. I think it's really beautiful. It's, yeah, you know, it's just gorgeous, and she's beautiful.
The wig is
the
stunning.
Stones on this.
It's cute, but is it a Tina Knowles?
I don't
origin?
Know. Can the internet please help
and
us?
And if it's not, then girl, why are you? That's false advertising.
Huh? Interesting. I thought she was joking, but I guess, man, I don't know. Who knows? Tina Knowles is so beautiful.
I didn't see it as a joke. I feel like I'm in a...
What?
I feel like I'm in a Tina Knowles original.
She says I feel.
If I was Tina, I would have said that.
She says I feel, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't say
also,
that.
Here's the craziest thing I'll ever say.
Especially, I'm sorry.
What?
Wait. You can't say TKO, I feel like I'm in a Tina Knowles original. Especially when you referenced it in the last episode right. where Carson said TKB, more like TKO, and then RuPaul's like Tina
right.
Knowles original.
They really just reused that joke.
It just feels weird to me if that wasn't true.
I don't think it's true, honey. I think it's a joke, you dumb bitch.
I don't think it's true either, but I feel like that's an irresponsible joke.
Okay. Irresponsible. And you are all about sustainable, thoughtfully cultivated
jokes.
Well,
I don't want the show to confuse the masses, the idiots, myself very much included.
You know I get what I mean? It.
So joke responsibly.
Joke responsibly. Joke and responsibly. Don't joke and drive. So.
Wait, so what were you going to say?
Tina Knowles is really beautiful. That's all I want to say. And I was going to, I'm literally just going to say this to get a rise out of you. Is Tina Knowles more gorgeous than Beyonce?
What the hell is wrong
I don't know.
With you?
I mean, I guess I'm literally comparing gold and platinum, but.
She is not more beautiful than Beyonce.
But if you make Beyonce, doesn't that make you more beautiful than Beyonce?
Girl, what is this weird logic? No.
I'm just.
My mother made me and she's ugly as hell.
that happens too. And we have to talk about that later. Sometimes I knew a hot guy in college and his parents were duds. And I was.
So, isn't
yeah.
that weird how that happens
it's
sometimes?
Wild.
Sometimes you're like, oh, your parents must be really attractive. Or sometimes you get the opposite. You're
oh,
like,
that's a shame.
Okay, you're normal looking, and then you look at someone's
oh,
dad, and
Jesus.
You're like,
I saw that recently. I saw that recently.
I want to fuck the shit out of
I saw
out
that
of my
recently.
Dad. I don't want to fuck you, but I
hate
fuck
to
your
be
dad.
So vapid, but I saw that recently where the dad was hot. And the mom was cute, too. And Jesus Christ, these kids really got the worst of both worlds. You get the worst of both worlds.
Okay, Hannah Montana.
Oh, this is my favorite lip sync. It's such a rockin' lip sync.
I know. She's still mad Soju got eliminated.
Oh, my God.
Still mad. That should have been a double chante. That's what Mono says every single
Staying
day.
Staying away from this. Okay, so we have a pop art, and we're going to chirp and burp these looks. God, this was a little bit upsetting.
I have something
this
to say
about this. This was upsetting. It was such a letdown.
It's just like, really? All of them self-portraits?
Kimono Gate. This is the new like, Kimono Gate.
This is Kimono Gate, and I'm actually really mad that no one called
I think
it out. Like,
they just wanted to make us feel. They didn't want us to feel sad. Like,
I'm sad. Too late, bitch.
I'm sad too.
Especially, I'm looking at Ginger Minj's outfit right now, and bitch, I'm
depressed. Oh my God!
You can't say this was a stunning look. You cannot
I liked
say Kimono
it. Gap. I did cannot. Like it. I liked. Okay, I liked the wig matched. I like that the back of the pictures were the back of her head. It's not amazing.
That foam finger wig? You are crazy.
I mean, it fits the assignment. No. It fits this pop art. It should be bigger. It should be bigger.
It should be not a foam wig, not a two-dimensional flat foam
I
wig.
I mean, but that's very pop art, though.
I don't know.
It's not great.
No. It's not. No, you can't just say lazy is pop art. No.
You know.
That's not true. The dress is fine. It is like 60s, but again, I just don't like it. I don't like this outfit. I don't like this dress. What is it saying?
I Googled pop art, and I said, this'll do.
That's what most of the dresses are saying to me.
Yeah, it's look.
But not even a good Google search. It's like I Googled pop art and clicked
it's
the first look.
It's not amazing, but it's not horrendous either.
Mm-mm. No, that is what is pop art on Google and then click I'm feeling lucky. That's what this is telling me. I hate this.
You do this.
You know what? Especially because I really love, this is something you might not know about me, Mono, but I'm a big art freak and pop art is one of my favorite art movements.
Interesting. So what would you have done?
And Oh my God, the most iconic to me, the most iconic pop art piece of all time is the Roy Lichtenstein Drowning Girl piece.
Oh.
I know you've seen it. I know everyone's seen it. But and to me, that is so drag. And the fact that no one did Drowning Girl to me is like an unbelievable
catastrophe. Yeah, that's fucked up.
If for those of you who are unfamiliar, it is that picture of this girl like drowning in water around
her. I'm looking it up now.
If you remember.
I'm looking it up now.
Oh, yeah, this was so famous.
It's 100% yeah. famous. And to me, I don't know, and you can disagree with me, Mano, but doesn't this feel more drag than pop, than like the Andy Warhol self-portrait
yeah,
stuff?
It would have been a nice time to try something out of the box or just be like, oh, most people are going to do this. I'm not going to do that. But
yes.
Like, I'll tell you what I also would have done.
Exactly.
I would have just done a female Andy Warhol, like a sickening.
That's very milk.
But
very
get milk. This. I would have come out with a canvas on my body and then painted some shit onto my body, like onto my canvas.
True.
And maybe even worn like a Campbell's can fascinator.
That was missing too. But you know what? Like, I think for me, I won't talk about this until we get to a queen that I really
okay.
want.
Okay, so this is a light chirp for me. Okay.
This is a burp. This is a burp only to me because it's just like, to me, it's like not the best. I mean, and this is why Ginger's is getting a chirp because Sonique shows up.
You said chirp.
In what I think is like elevated self-portrait mm-hmm. pop art extravaganza.
Yeah. It's great.
Like this is how it should
be done. I will say.
Not a weird, unflattering 60s silhouette.
Oof,
like
wow.
This to me.
I mean, this is gorgeous, but it's not super surprising for her. Like, I really like it, and it is stunning, but it would have been a good week for her to, like, come out splattered in paint, as opposed to being a gorgeous blonde. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, let you say that.
Look, and I wanted her to feature her ass cleavage more. Show me more! Don't be so shy!
Okay.
It's a chirp.
So this
it's
is a chirp,
absolutely.
With all that being said, the bitch said chirp. Okay.
I didn't say it was bad.
This is a chirp for me. You
God
said
damn
bad
it.
Things.
It's cute. It's gorgeous. It's just very Kylie Sonique. Okay, Miss Eureka.
Fair.
Doing a very similar look with the mod A-line dress.
I'm seeing double, bitch. I'm seeing double. This is Ginger. I think she did it
she
better
did.
Than Ginger,
she definitely
to be
did.
Honest. This is a more elevated
yes.
look. I do like that latex, like, thing she's wearing underneath. I think it
uh-huh.
elevates it. I think her makeup is
the
great.
Wig's
I do agree
nice.
With the judges, like she should have been in a matching wig, but I do love this wig
yeah,
a lot.
I really love the wig. I mean, and the like her neck obviously was snapping back because it is one of those heavy backlit wigs. That's just,
right.
it hurts and it's a bitch and it looks great. I like the risks she's taking with her makeup. There's very 60s mod nudes.
Right, yeah. And it still looks good, too. Like, Eureka's always painted for the gods.
Yeah.
I mean, like, she's a good painter. She knows
yeah.
how to paint.
This is cute. It's a chirp. It just is so similar.
It's a chirp. And to me, this is the, out of everyone's tired
pop
ass,
art
like,
things.
Andy Warhol
uh-huh.
self-portraits. Like, this
yeah.
is the best one.
Work. Next, we have, Pandora Box giving us a little bit of the comic bookness of pop art era with the Warhol portraits.
Okay, we're getting closer to Lichtenstein, but it's
yeah.
still not quite there.
There.
Also, doesn't her dress, that green dress, remind you of Thorgy Thor's?
Oh
like,
my God, the one she said
from season
Jesus
8.
Gross. The one she said that in. Oh,
the OG one
with the street meats.
The OG.
Holy shit.
Yes, exactly. I mean, girl, I'm seeing double. It's the same, literally
yeah.
the same dress.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and the wig is just like fine.
It's fine. I do like this comic book aesthetic. And I do like the hint at the point, the comic book point thing. But she should have made up her face like that with the comic book dot.
Yeah,
face,
yeah. That
right?
would have been awesome.
Like fully gone to
that would have been rad.
I don't know. This is so disheartening for me because it is my favorite art movement, and it's like, ugh.
It was a real boomer. It was, not a ton of surprises here whatsoever. It was a real bummer. I didn't like it. Okay.
No, this is like, this is, the attempt is a chirp, but ultimately execution.
Yeah, I'm going to be horrible and burp it.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Next, of course, we have Miss Raja O'Hara.
Okay, interesting. So talk
so
on this.
So there's some
think?
Criticisms that it's not very pop. It's not very pop art.
No, I wouldn't say this is pop at all. There's no pop in
no,
any of this
and stuff. I've seen her wear these boots somewhere else. She was like, I just want to wear the boots that say my name on them.
Well, they were the her
reunion?
Meet the Queens.
Queens.
Promo.
From her original promo season or this season?
No, for this season, for All Stars.
Yeah, it's, I'm also surprised she didn't, like, go with a more, even just Marilyn fucking Rowe. Like, if you...
I like that she went, I don't know, I like that she did something different, though. At least it wasn't the weird 60s silhouette.
Yeah.
At least that. And you know what? She looks fucking good. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe her stuff isn't unpop.
It's fine. It's...
Only because she's repurposing what she said on the show, and that to me is very like pop art is like taking something from media and repurposing. I think that's actually kind of clever, but I'm also Stretch Armstrong right now.
You truly are a bonsai tree fucking reaching for your life.
What the hell?
I am going to burp it. I literally like the pieces, but it's just so separate from pop. And it's also, we've seen this color on you, Raja. We get it. We need, it's a great time to switch it up.
Well, it's a purple narrative, bitch.
I'm done. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm. It's weird that she hasn't been called out for that, which I think is kind of interesting.
I'm going to give it a light burp. It's fine. It's just not special.
This is the lightest of chirps only because she did something different.
I don't know. Trinity. Wow. Okay. If they said you're not in the bottom for this, I would have been like, okay, work.
Yeah, honestly, she should not have been to the bottom for this look. It was
incredible.
And again, the note that I gave Pandora about putting comic book on your face, she took.
She did it all. There's this comic book dimension on her amazing top. I mean, there's comic book in the bodice. There's also, the message is not just a sign. The names... And the trans flag is in the dress print. It's stunning.
Exactly. And it's not what? A Andy Warhol self-portrait.
Yeah.
This is
the top look of the week.
This is Lichtenstein.
No contest.
Now, the thing that I will say, I'm clearly overthinking, but I want your input here. So as I was watching this look down the runway, I was like, oh, this is cute. And it's also really... a great message, but it's interesting to have the Black Lives Matter logo on a pop art category, because a big thing about pop art is taking something that is in the mainstream and repurposing it as an art form. And it made me think like, wow, there's something to be said about the commercialization of the Black Lives Matter movement, of like how there's so many shirts, so many stuff promoting Black Lives Matter that aren't from Black-owned businesses at all. And in a way, a lot of white people are benefiting from the commercialization of the Black Lives Matter movement. And to me, and I know that maybe that might not have been Trinity's intention, but elevates her look in a way that to me feels so authentically pop art. That to me gets an A++++++.
I mean, you're right. That's a deep layer. And based on how much she thought about her snatch game, I'm going to say she wasn't quite there. Because those layers are genius, but that's like a lasagna. There's a lot of layers there that I don't think she got to. So, but I mean, that's beautifully said. Right. And
honestly, and also another slant that she could have done, even though I do like this Roy Lichtenstein-inspired look, is if she's doing a Black Lives Matter flag, she could have done something of a Jasper John sort of look.
Oh, so
with the American
oh, but she knows
flag
her references.
Motif.
Oh, but she knows her references.
I'm just saying, I can't even stress.
I
how
love
much
that
I love
you know
this
that.
Movement.
I'm a little dumber than
I
you.
I love art. I'm an art bitch. I'm a little not, but I just love art so much. So, but Trinity's look was by
yeah,
far
like
the
just
best
hands all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Work. Okay. Ginger wins. Duh. Well, not duh, but whatever. It happened. But based on where the
duh.
Show is taking us, duh, I think they
right,
wanted another second yeah. winner up front. I think they were like, we kind of want that. Yeah. We want the tension and to be happening in the show. We don't want it to just
right.
be Trinity up front.
Well, you know, for me, it's sort of, this episode, more than any other episode, has cemented the idea that Ginger is going to win All-Star yeah. 6.
I agree.
And I'm not excited.
Oh, come
about
now.
That.
Stop it, you. Quit it, you.
Well, not to say, no, not listen, don't get me wrong. Not to say that she doesn't deserve the win, because she is deserving of the win. But in terms of the predictability, it is one of those things that I'm like, damn, I called yeah. it right away. And of course it's going to happen. Like, I'm a little shook, especially when queens that we weren't expected to turn it out, like Raja and
right.
Sonique and Trinity, have been showing the fuck up. Some
look,
might say more than Ginger. It's a little disheartening.
Look, I'm not, I love, if Ginger wins, I'll be pumped. But I don't think it's
yeah.
hers yet. Because I really do think
okay.
it could surprisingly be Trinity's, Raja's, or Kylie's. I really do.
Okay, well, see, I want to see that, but I'm nervous.
Next week is comedy, so this
I'm
is going
to
be interesting. Next week is a comedy thing with...
Which Ginger might
that
win
would be
again.
That would be a little much.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like this idea of... I don't know. It's this idea again. Like I just want to remind people that last week was all about Black excellence. Can we just like remind ourselves that there are two beautiful Black drag queens that have been showing up from
yeah.
jump that I think deserve the crown? I just want to remind
I think you're
them.
Right.
That's
I mean,
it.
I think
all.
It's very likely one of them could win. I also think last season we had just the upfront winner win the season. So I think we're going to actually
yeah.
have a more surprising winner this season.
I honestly, Mano,
I think
I really
so.
Hope so. I really hope so. I want to be surprised.
I think we might. I don't know. This next, I mean, what? And then can we fucking get the game already? Jesus Christ.
Oh my!
This game within a game is like a fucking hookup on Grindr, texting you at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Like, you up? Yeah, I'm up. Come over. Come over. I'm ready for the game within my game, you bitch.
Yeah, and then at 7 a.m. is like, oh, I'm sorry, I slept.
Like,
I was,
bitch, I don't care about you. But okay, so Pandora Cherry in the bottom. A lot of editing went into making us think that this could go any other way except the way
I
it
know.
Went.
It's so funny. It's like, you must. Oh,
Ginger's
I don't know.
Not that girl.
I mean, a true stunt could have been pulled this episode.
Ginger's not that girl.
And Trinity could
but
have.
But Ginger
gone.
Is not
what
that
happened?
Girl. Ginger is not a. Let me.
No.
Let me
mean,
surprise y'all like that. She just wouldn't do it.
No. She's like hyper aware that she's like. She has a certain brand that she needs to, like,
right.
stay true to. So she ain't pulling those kind of stunts. Also, I have to say that, like, Trinity covering her breastplate with a towel is so... It, like, was so traumatic for me because I was like, this is how I am. Just, like, this is how I've
Fuck.
Been my entire life, being a big
Fuck.
Kid. In a pool, just
I
like
don't
covering
be
myself.
Seen. Well, let's go ahead and talk about this fucking lip sync that happens. Oh my God. Chubby
yes.
kid in a pool realness is, you know, I'm here for that.
I mean,
remember
girl.
Wearing a shirt being like, now I'm safe.
Girl, I still do, bitch. I'm still that chubby boy.
Girl, I am a.
Wearing an oversized
you know,
90.
Free the nip. Let us see your fucking nipples.
Not yet, bitch.
Okay.
Not yet.
I want to see them. Please, I want to ogle you. So we have this lip sync to Sheila E's Sugar Walls.
Yeah, Sugar Walls. I
funny
love the
song. This is a precarious
so
lip sync.
So what do you think of Heidi and Closet?
You know, I really thought she, for me, she was a little bit more compelling in this lip sync.
Wait, you think the wrong
I
person
do.
Won lip sync?
And I understand she fucked
what?
Up. I understand the hair was a fuck up. She showed a video of how it was supposed to go down.
I don't know. It's like when you have a big ass doorknob on the top of your head, like expect some
outfit. Right, and it's that
happen.
Weird ball that she seems to have worn during a past lip sync. I think she was going for...
Yes. Which I like, but it's also like, girl, and also listen, Heidi, you have a history of
God
wigs falling
it.
Out your head.
I just feel like for this song, Heidi did it a lot better. And I feel the tricks I'm seeing from Ginger, I've already seen. So I was like, I don't know if she really won this.
You know, this is honestly like, I'm not, Ginger is not my favorite queen in the competition. I like Ginger as a queen. However, what I will say is, I think Ginger
okay,
won that
okay, and like, I'm not mad at that. I just feel like I like Ginger. I think she's always an amazing performer. I just felt for this one, we'd kind of seen these tricks already. So I was like, okay.
Right. But to me, girl, you
but
can't
fucking Heidi!
The lip sync. The actual, right. Yes. Heidi did a good job. But I think in terms of channeling the song and actually lip syncing, I think Ginger beat out Heidi.
Yeah, I think you might be.
I do love the way Ginger lip syncs. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of her, like, her in challenges that much, but when it comes to a lip sync, like, the bitch
I just liked her other lip sync better this past season. I was like, this feels a little bit more appropriate. I liked what Heidi did. Heidi had some fuck-ups, but I thought she gave more the song, which is a song about your coochie.
But you know how it is on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah.
You know how it is on Drag Race? As soon as that wig shifts a little bit, RuPaul is like, you are dead to me.
You are dead. I will not be speaking to you again. I'm going to go to therapy for weeks for this.
Because, I mean, we joke, but
truly,
girl, where's the line?
I mean, it traumatized her to see hair escape a person's head. Well, that's it. And now Ginger has won $50,000+ before the season is over.
Girl,
Jesus
girl,
Christ.
Girl, you know what I'm gonna say to that. And for that reason alone, Ginger should not win.
It would be a little goofy. She might not. It would be a pretty goofy if she wins and then it's like, girl, I won $180,000 in prizes and lip syncs.
I won everything.
It's crazy.
Everything. Really, Ginger?
It's fucked
up. You won everything? Ooh, girl.
Yeah, she literally might not win now because now that she's won $50,000 is just too much.
Because to win literally everything is ridiculous, especially when queens like Trinity haven't won a lip sync. That to me is atrocious.
Yeah, man. But don't worry, because next week is going to be paying homage to everyone's favorite show, Drag Tots. Yes, Drag Tots.
Yeah, what the
a
hell?
A show on World of Wonder Plus. Drag Tots combines all the mindless emptiness of a Nick Jr. show with all the contrivance of a forced drag race pun. Drag Tots.
It just felt like such a flash animation show that I could see on like World Star Runner that I'm like, I tried watching Drag Tots and I
was pretty shocked at how.
Who is it for? Is it for children?
The problem. It moves like a children's show, but the focus is us. I'm pretty confused. I'm pretty confused. But
okay. Well, you know, they get
God
to do
bless
it.
Them.
So that's,
God bless Drag Tots. Mm-hmm. Next week will be interesting. Mm-hmm. Who's gonna win next week? I think Eureka's gonna win next week.
No.
Who's gonna win next week?
No, Eureka is gonna panic. I feel like she might even go home next.
Yeah, she could, which would be the gag of the season.
Would be gaggy, but I think Ginger might win.
No. I think it's...
I feel a little nervous for Trinity and Sony.
I think Eureka's going to finally win next week. That's what I think. That's just what I'm putting out there. I could be way the fuck off.
Okay. I wouldn't hate
and then,
it, really.
In just 5 more weeks, we'll get the game within a game. That's it.
Yeah, I've sort of given up on this game within a game. I was excited about it, and then I'm like, oh, we're going to get this when there's like 4
queens
left.
I'm exhausted, and they should be exhausted, because you can only keep the lights off at the surprise party for so long. You know what I mean? If it's 12 o'clock and she hasn't shown up to her surprise party yet, it's over.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Pandora Box ain't winning the game within a game. I mean, we all saw how
she
fucking defeated
was
she was.
Not
she's
excited.
Gonna be, she's just going
to
bow
out. She was not
out.
Excited. No, no. Yeah. No, no, she wasn't. No, Oscar, thank you for talking to me too much. If you had fun, please get more Oscar Mono at Podcast Kill the Video Star.
Oscar Mono? I don't want a mono bitch.
Shit. Tired. She's tired. She's as tired as Pandora. And go get more of Oscar Mono at Podcast Kill the Video Star. We have amazing guests. We just had Paul F. Tompkins. Holy shit. We talk music videos. You get to hear more of our gay hatefulness there. So do that. Anything else you want to plug, Oscar?
Listen, just a simple follow on my Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, if you haven't done so already. Also, I love Drag Her fans. Like,
I agree.
Podcast fans are amazing. Hit me up. Let me know. Say hi. I say hi back. I'm not scary at all.
Same.
Interact with me. It's fun. I want to get to
really
know
love
y'all.
So, y'all have really gone out of your way to like share love and support for the pod. And it really means everything. If you can, please leave those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. It really makes my day, and it like really helps our podcast in the weird algorithm that is Apple. I'm gonna quickly read this one, which is wonderful and mentions you, Oscar. Yeah,
me.
Praise be to Mono. Okay, that's how it starts. It says, "Here are my thoughts as the only fan of the only Drag Race podcast on Beyonce's internet. Mono doesn't get enough applause for keeping Drag Her going without Nicole, and I'm so happy to have this queer brown angel guiding the ship." Aww. Ah. I love you.
Oh my God.
If we can't have the lovely Nicole on, please continue to have Oscar, Betsy, and Rachel on as rotating guest co-hosts officially. But again, thank you, Mona, for continuing to pour love, positivity, and by POC excellence in this awesomely queer space. Girl, it started raining. I love you. Thank you for being fucking wonderful. Wasn't that nice?
That's so nice. Keep writing messages like that, and of course, keep putting me in your 5 stars. Just throw out my name.
Oscar's
when you put
it. Oscar's the T. He's amazing. Oscar, this was so fun. Sorry we talked for too long, but when it comes to Snatch Game, bitch.
Hey, yo, listen.
Snatch
listen.
Game.
Apologize to the listeners who have to listen to an hour and a half.
Sorry. Okay, we're gonna go. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.